Yes, this is on control orders on which are issued by the Home Secretary against those who are suspected of terrorism but can't be prosecuted or deported. The Law Lords have said that the secret evidence, the evidence which is against them, which is kept from them during the judicial hearings on these orders, should be disclosed, at least the gist of the allegations against them, to give them a chance and opportunity to be able to challenge them or refute them in any way. And that effectively undermines the basis of the control orders. The Law Lords, all nine of them led by the senior Law Lord, Lord Justice Phillips, has said that they haven't quashed the orders, but said that the High Court judges need to, case by case, look at each of them again on the basis of what could now be disclosed to those who are subject to them.
So how many people are affected by this?
There are currently 17 control orders in force, not very many really, of which 11 are foreign nationals and 6 are British citizens. It's anticipated that this particular case involved 3 of them, and it's anticipated the others will now launch similar appeals.
Do we know what kind of evidence the government is keeping secret? It's probably impossible to tell, but do we have any sense of what it might be?
Well, the kind of what I mean by secret evidence in this case is usually intelligence reports, either that are obtained by intercept as a surveillance, by covert surveillance from agents or sources, or information from foreign intelligence services. And the security services argue that by disclosing any of those forms of intelligence, that would in themselves, the process of disclosure would be likely to compromise the agents and those who and the sources of those evidence. And so they're in a catch-22 situation whereby they do themselves more damage if they disclose it. The question then becomes, what options are there for the government in this situation? This is the second time there's been a Law Lords ruling against the use of control orders. First one was fairly technical. They said that 18-hour curfews, which were being imposed against those under control orders, weren't legal. And instead, the government instead substituted a 16-hour curfew. But this is the first time that the very principle on which they're based and is now under threat. And the Home Secretary, Alan Johnson, has said he's greatly disappointed by this ruling and will now need to look at his options.
Let's talk about this ruling in the larger context of the debate about civil liberties. Give us a sense of how this is going to play out against that debate.
Well, I think that this will be seen as, especially with a new Home Secretary, renewed Gordon Brown, people looking for a signal that Alan Johnson may kind of shift the debate between the balance between security and liberty after the Jackie Smith debacle of 42 days and so on. If you like, this is an early blow by the judiciary that, just as a matter of coincidence of timing, that they're up the stakes a little. But it's a tricky problem the government's got here in terms, and they're running out of road on what to do about terror suspects they can't deport or prosecute. They tried renewing over the last 4 years, sending them back home. They went round the Mediterranean and North Africa, concluding agreements and memorandums of understanding, the assurances that those they sent back wouldn't face torture or unfair trial. And the Court of Appeal last April completely undermined that by saying that the courts couldn't trust Colonel Gaddafi to honour his promises to treat people properly. And that whole process has now come to a halt. If they put them on trial, they would have to make intercept evidence admissible in court in order to enable those trials to go ahead. But intercept evidence is only one form of the kind of intelligence evidence that forms the case against these people. There's covert surveillance, as I said before, foreign intelligence evidence and so on, which couldn't be disclosed in that way. So prosecution also seems to be a difficult road to go. I think the most likely thing is that the government will have no option but just let this control order system wither on the vine.